Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Ever asked yourself, what are my enough points? And I mean this specifically in business, but it also definitely applies to our lives. The question I think we need to ask ourselves on occasion to make sure that we're clearly identifying what our enough points are. And what do I mean by enough points? I mean that far too often we get pulled in by this message that is pervasive everywhere of do more marketing. Show up on one more or two more platforms, send more emails, get louder, stand out more, get louder, grow your email list. And while you're doing it all, you can make a bazillion dollars in the next 90 days. I'm sure you know what I mean. You see it in the ads as you're scrolling through Facebook or Instagram. It seems like every other ad is about do more, or you can do this with this method or that method. You also see it in the emails you receive, that this is the framework for you. If you're not doing this, you're not doing it right. Or watch this one webinar, or hire this specific coach, or start a membership, or start a course. And it gets to the point where you just want to scream, this is too much. This is enough. I can't handle it anymore. The point here is that when we don't know our enough points, when we haven't identified them, and in some cases, actually said them out loud, we easily fall prey to those bright, shiny objects that promise to solve all of our problems. I recently asked this question to the readers of my Grateful Friday newsletter because I wanted to get their input. This is something that's been on my mind a lot in my own business, in my own life, in the conversations that I have with a lot of women. I wanted to know what my readers thought. Do they have enough points? Have they identified their enough points? And I got some responses that were, you know, in this area, I know what my enough points are, but they would point to another area and say, you know what, I haven't really figured out what my enough points are here, or wow, you're really making me think. That's kind of what I love to do. I love to ask questions that make you think. In that newsletter, I talked about the primary two enough points that I see, which is I have done enough, or this is too much, something needs to change. But I'd like to expand on this idea and this question a little bit further today, and also ask, what is the minimum viable thing that I need to do that is enough for right now? Because I don't think we ask that question enough. And also, when is the point that I need to stop thinking and start doing? So I'd like to talk about four enough points that we need to think through for our businesses today. The first enough point is I've done enough. And sometimes more is just more, louder is just louder, and growth for the sake of growth is just growth. More, bigger, better doesn't always deliver what it says it will. It often moves us into a state of go, 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 do more, do this, do that, rather than the simple and sustainable that so many of us are longing for. So where is your enough point? Ask yourself this in your marketing, both in the amount of marketing you do and where you show up. Where's your enough point? Your email list building and your number of email subscribers that you quote unquote need. How many emails do you really need to send? How many email subscribers do you need on your list? Sales goals. How many products and services do you need to sell? Have you set a goal for this is what I'm targeting and this is what I feel comfortable with right now? You know, this might stretch me a little bit, and that's always a good thing. But is it stretching you to the point of being unsustainable? What about your work schedule? How many hours do you quote unquote need to be in your office? And those hours that you are in the office, are they productive? Are they focused? Or are you doing busy work for the sake of being in the office and that you're doing work and that you're doing all your, a lot of air quotes today, doing the work you're supposed to be doing? When we look at our enough points, a lot of times we're not looking at consistency and quality, we're looking at quantity. And too many times we get wrapped up in the idea that doing more is going to move the needle. Doing more of everything is going to solve my problems. But in the end, is it really, or is it just exhausting you so that you can't even do your basic minimum that you need to do to move your business forward, to stay consistent? When it comes to email list size, sales goals, work schedules, the number of goals that you set, your marketing plan, what if we looked at consistency and consistently showing up, consistently making offers, consistently sharing stories, and doing enough that, and to the point where you are satisfied that you've done enough and not just wish for more time to do more? Because maybe doing more at this point is harming you more than helping you. But until you define the enough point, until you know and you stated it, and maybe you have it written out somewhere to remind you, until you know what that enough point is, you're just going to push, you're going to do more, you're going to push harder, you're going to compare yourself to other people who have different enough points, and that's going to cause all sorts of problems, both in the short term and the long term. And then there's enough point number two. This is the point where you say, this is too much, I can't handle this anymore, something has to change. This is a point that a lot of people, a lot of the women that I talk to and coach with, find themselves on their business clarity journey. And I've been there. You get to a point, say, you know what? I can't do this. This is too much. There's too many questions. Something needs to change. And I'm drawing my line in the sand and saying, this is too much. Something needs to change. If I'm stepping beyond this point, that means change is happening. When you get to the point where this is feeling too much, a lot of times if you are an introvert, a highly sensitive person, or somebody who's just under consistent amounts of stress that you're at your point, you're at your limit and you can't handle it anymore and you don't want to handle it anymore, this is the point where you're beyond and you know something needs to give, something needs to change. A lot of times we get stuck in research mode and we end up only confusing ourselves when what we really need to do is take action. Again, we need to download one more freebie. We need to search one more page of Google. We need to do some more research on the Google. We need to attend one more webinar. We need to buy one more class because there's just that one answer that we maybe just solve everything and answer that big question that we have. But really what we're doing is we're crowding our brains and our minds and our energy with so much information that it becomes too much, and then we don't take action on anything. This is something I've recently had to come to grips with again in terms of my marketing and the social media platforms I'm showing up on. I'm showing up in some very strategic places, but it hit me that again, that I am doing more and I'm not being effective because I'm spreading myself too thin and my brain can't handle it all, so I'm not making progress on anything. It was an exciting project. It's a project that I want to continue doing, but it's going to have to be delayed for a while. And it's going to have to wait until I have the project that I was working right before that finished, complete, and running smoothly. Then it's time to take on a new platform. And so if you are showing up everywhere and you're showing up on every platform because that guru says you need to show up here, that expert says you need to do reels, this expert says, you know, you need to do carousels. And some people tell you that Instagram isn't the place. You need to go start doing stuff on Facebook and you need to do it here instead of there. And just it gets to be too much. You end up feeling stuck and you end up feeling like you're on a never-ending marketing merry-go-round and you're not seeing much progress or much results as a result. And if you've been working long, hard days, but you only feel exhausted and like you didn't do enough and nothing really got done, where does that leave you? Where if we say, okay, I know that these are my office hours, or I know that on these particular days, I'm working on this particular project, or I know that these are the platforms I'm focusing on to market my business. These are the places that I know I can show up and get results. These are the places that I've committed to for a set amount of time to really figure it out and to figure out how it fits into my marketing plan. I don't need to add 10 more platforms on top of that. But until you identify those points, until you take the time to say, this is my enough point, till you get to the point where you realize that it is too much and you're kind of getting to the point where you're frozen and not doing anything, then it's time for a change. It's time to define your enough points before you take another step forward. And then enough point number three, minimum viable is often more than enough for right now. I am a classic example. I love ideas. I love to brainstorm ideas with my clients. I love to brainstorm ideas with just friends in general as we're talking about really fun business ideas or projects that we want to take on. I am notorious for taking on a very simple, doable project, and suddenly it becomes complicated with a lot of steps, and suddenly it is not very doable. Currently, I have a project that I am planning and I'm putting in the works for a marketing event to produce over the next couple of months. And it started out perfectly fine. And it started out perfectly simple. It started out as a very basic, doable, sustainable idea that wouldn't totally and completely stress me out. But soon I had it glorified. I added all sorts of features to it. I added a lot of steps to it. And in the end, I was moving way beyond minimum viable, especially for the first time out with this project, and it was already putting all the bells and whistles on it. I often tell my website clients, you don't have to have it all figured out of the gate. The line I use is that I have good news and bad news for you. A website is never done. And I coach them through the process of understanding that because of that, one, it doesn't have to be perfect right out of the gate. And that can apply to a website, that can apply to a course you're building, that can apply to a marketing plan you're putting together. Course building, marketing, websites, they're never done. So you don't have to have it all figured out right out of the gate. But you also need to understand that websites need to be updated. Marketing needs to continue. Your course will probably need to be updated from time to time. So now you can realize that there are stages that you can go through, and minimum viable is a perfectly legitimate place to start. And then enough point number four, stop thinking, start doing. When we are working on a new idea, when we're looking at launching into a new platform, or we're looking at adding a new course or product to our service, and we know we're ready and we've defined our enough points and we're okay with those enough points enough to say, you know what, it's time to add on a new piece. And then we keep researching, we keep stalling, we keep procrastinating. But just like what I talked about in the beginning, clarity does not come in an instant. It comes moment by moment, peeling back layer by layer, and it comes from taking action. And so if you have a minimum viable idea, if you are saying that enough is enough, something needs to change, it's time to take that next step forward. Whether that is to say, I'm doing too much, I'm not doing enough, or I'm done researching, or it's time to just start simple, stop thinking about doing it and start doing it. Because when you need to identify step 10, you've got to take step 1 and 2 first. And if you keep researching, you keep procrastinating, you keep staying stuck on step 1, you're never going to get to step 10, and you're never going to get the clarity that step 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9 are going to bring you. So knowing your enough points, when do I need to stop thinking and start doing? Where do I need to start with a minimum viable idea? And that is enough. When do you need to identify that this is too much, something needs to change, I can't do this anymore, and I don't want to do it anymore? And then I have done enough. It's okay to rest. It's okay to take a step back. It's okay to say, I have defined my enough points for now, and I've met them. In reality, when we look back at what we're talking about here, knowing your enough points is about setting healthy boundaries. Because boundaries help us grow simple and sustainable businesses that we can steward well, we become more aware of our physical and mental limits and our energy levels. where we're pushing those limits and that's having an impact on our businesses and our lives and our mental health and our physical health. And also knowing those boundaries helps us learn where we need to focus and make it easier to spot those bright, shiny objects and realize when we're stepping into taking that minimum viable and making it glorified and hard. So how do you find your enough points? I honestly and truly think you've got to stop, slow down, and think about it. You need to develop healthy reflect and review routines that help you slow down, lift your head up, and review your business. We can't hear or even see when we're moving in constant hustle mode, or as I call it, toxic hustle. Because when we're moving, we're doing, we feel like we're being productive and we're doing the things we're supposed to do, but we're often pushing right past those enough points. We're pushing past those healthy boundaries into the unhealthy territory. I know for me, I am looking at several enough points in my business, and I talked about one, marketing. I need to decide, where is it best to put my efforts? Where is it enough right now for me to show up, to be consistent, not worry about the quantity, but to focus on the quality and focus on being consistent in how I show up and how I help people. The other one I'm always looking at is rest, because I do get an idea. I do get wrapped into a project and I can totally lose track of time. But there's a lot going on right now. So where are my enough points in all those areas so that I'm learning my limits and not pushing back those boundaries into unhealthy territory? I'm also taking a look, how do I rest during the day? How do I pace myself? Because even in the midst of a day, even though I have some of those enough points figured out, I can start focusing and I lose all track of time and I blow through those enough points. And so setting specific schedules of when to take a break, when I need to take my dog Mochi out because she needs to go outside and stretch her legs. When do I need to take a break and have some lunch? And when do I need to take a break and just have my tea break and just be? Not because I've worked enough, but because it's the next thing on my schedule. It's the next appointment on my calendar, and it's time for me to take a scheduled break. Understanding your boundaries is an important step in building a simple, sustainable, and my made-up word, stewardable business. When you define your enough points in your marketing, in your goal setting, and your need for rest, you are creating a balanced approach to your business and to your life that supports both your business and your health. So what about you? Have you defined the enough points that you need for you and your business? If you haven't defined your enough points, if you've never really taken the time to sit down and think through them, I would challenge you today to spend just a few minutes looking at the different areas of your business and where you need to define your enough points. And if you have defined enough points in a few areas, write out. Document them, keep them somewhere visible so that you remember them, but take the time to evaluate your enough points and where are some areas that you need to address. Before we wrap up here today, I'd like to invite you to join us in this weekly conversation through the Grateful Friday newsletter. Every Friday, I will send out a gratitude list and a reminder to take a few minutes to express gratitude and look back and make your own gratitude list. But I also offer you additional tips on stress management and anxiety management and more things that you can do on your business clarity journey to find clarity, to find direction, and find a vision for your business. It's an opportunity to look at developing your own simple and sustainable business that you can steward well. If you would like to join this weekly conversation, you can do so at selastudios.co/gratitude. And when you sign up, I'm going to send you a 7-day gratitude practice starter kit. And in this kit, you're going to have journaling pages to help you create your own gratitude journal practice for a week. And then also at the end, there's some evaluation questions to walk you through what happened during that week. What did you learn? What did you figure out? Is this something you need to keep doing and decide for yourself? Is a gratitude practice for you? Again, you can sign up for the Grateful Friday newsletter and grab your own gratitude starter kit at selastudios.co/gratitude. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.